This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. For many people seeking asylum or citizenship in the U.S., getting here is just the start. Then there's the often very long legal work that needs to be done to stay in the country. And for some families, there's also the need for shelter. Here in Austin, there's Casa Marianella, a temporary shelter for the immigrant population. Julia Yort reports on the program and the people it's trying to help.
Casa Marianella owns a handful of homes. The main house sits on a quiet, tree-lined block in a colorful residential neighborhood in East Austin. Across the street, two other buildings house a benefits clinic, a law office, a free acupuncture clinic, and more beds, specifically for families. Jennifer Long is the executive director of CASA.
What we started seeing a year ago was the arrival of entire families at the border. Because we're one of the few shelters in the interior of the United States that serves asylum seekers, a lot of those people have made their way to our door.
Since last year, she says CASA hasn't had enough beds to keep up with demand. As of July, 85 people, including young kids, were living at CASA. But there's only space for 38 people.
The families are just staying here temporarily and kind of sleeping in mats on the floor while we look for another place for them to go. So we're just doing the best we can to keep them from being out on the street until we can find the appropriate sponsorship for them.
According to Long, most people who show up at CASA are just looking for their basic needs to be met. A place to sleep, a home-cooked meal, and daycare for their kids while they go through court proceedings. Though many are from Central America, Long has seen an increase in migrants and refugees from African countries over the past 10 years.
I'm Thérèse.
I'm from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kinshasa, and I'm 39 years old. Last July, Thérèse said goodbye to her two teenage kids and began her journey to the U.S. to seek asylum. For 3 months, she and five others traveled in a group from Angola to Colombia and into Central America to Mexico. They traveled by boat, bus, and foot. Out of the six people in the group, three died. It was not easy for me to get here. I was looking for a country that respects human rights and a country that has democracy. My country does not respect human rights or democracy. This is why I made the three-month journey. When she got to the border, Thérèse surrendered to ICE agents. For 8 months, she was held at five different detention centers. But when she finally got her day in court, she represented herself and won asylum in the U.S. From there, she ended up on Casa Marianella's doorstep. They gave me food, they gave me a place to sleep, and they looked at my papers and said, "It's okay, we'll help you." Thérèse is one of over 250,000 asylum seekers who come to the U.S. each year, escaping persecution in their home country. Now that she's won asylum, she plans on making a better life for her kids. Her first step? English lessons. I have to prepare for the future of my children. They're over there without a father, without a family, and I have to get used to the way of life in this country. Rosalidia, a Spanish-speaking Salvadorian migrant, also has plans for a better future for her daughter Liliana, who still lives in El Salvador with her grandmother. Liliana suffers from a bone disease that impairs her walking. Not long ago, she was raped by the gang MS-13. Rosalidia has crossed the border twice, once in 2010 and again in 2016, to try to change her daughter's reality. She's my only daughter. She's everything to me. She's my princess. And the only thing I can ask from the U.S. government is that my daughter can be here next to me one day. In 2016, Rosalidia crossed at San Ysidro, the largest port of entry between San Diego and Tijuana. She was caught by immigration and detained for a little under a year and 4 months in four different detention centers in California, where she says immigration officers treated her inhumanely. I woke up with big bruises on my chest. "Why?" I said. "I'm not doing anything wrong." The officer twisted my arm like this, backwards. She says the living conditions were also unsanitary. They threw our food at us like we were dogs, and if a person didn't eat it, they would get punished. There are lots of dirty things over there, like the bathrooms. Rosalidia is now working towards a T visa, which is a temporary work permit for survivors of human trafficking. It allows immigrants to stay in the U.S. for up to 4 years with the possibility of an extension. The big draw for Rosalidia is that in some cases, the T visa allows trafficking survivors to bring their families to the U.S. In the meantime, Rosalidia keeps her mind active and her hands occupied. Every day she makes figurines, ducks, swans, pumpkins, out of cardstock. Making these figurines is like therapy for me. When I make these things, I do them thinking of my daughter. I'm always trying to focus on something else so I don't constantly think about her, about what's going on over there, if she's hungry, if she needs anything, if she's experiencing trauma. With the help of Casa Marianella, Rosalidia and Tejes move forward in hopes that their kids will one day join them in the U.S. Julia Ewart, KUT News.